This is Extra Serving, a weekly podcast by Nation's Restaurant News. I'm Jenna Teleska, NRN's Editor-in-Chief. On this podcast, we are here to share ideas from restaurant innovators on leadership, food trends, technology, and how to thrive in this tough industry that we just can't get enough of. This week, our senior editor, Ron Ruggles, talks with KFC's Head of Food Innovation and Technology on how global flavors and trends are impacting menu offerings. And here's Ron.
Welcome to Extra Serving from Nation's Restaurant News. I'm Ron Ruggles, senior editor, and I'm in the Global Test Kitchen for KFC Corporation, the chicken division of Yum Brands Incorporated. And I'm speaking today with Ana Maria Basurto, the head of food innovation and technology for the brand, which has more than 22,000 restaurants in more than 130 countries. Stay with us as we discuss innovation and 11 secret herbs and spices. Ana Maria, thanks so much for spending the afternoon with us. Thanks for the tour in the kitchen and showing me how to make fried chicken. I appreciate that. Tell me a little bit about your role at KFC.
Sure. I joined KFC around 20 years ago as an intern while studying food science and technology degree in Mexico City, where I am from. I've been very lucky because there was not an open position and they created one for me, and that has been happening throughout my journey at Yum Brands. I work for Pizza Hut, KFC, and Taco Bell and the food science and technology area in Mexico City. And 4 years ago, I was invited to be part of the global innovation team that is based here in Dallas. And it's been since then a pleasure to be part of this amazing team.
Ana Maria, how does KFC approach menu innovation for the brand globally?
We know our strength is to provide our consumers more of what they love, our finger-licking good chicken. And that's what we do best. As a global company, we understand the differences among cultures around the world. Their consumer needs might be different, the local cuisines for sure, and the preference might differ from place to place. For this reason, we leverage our food innovation teams and marketeers around the world, which have a better understanding of what their consumers require.
What are some of the consumer trends that you're seeing that are impacting how you're developing menus worldwide?
So there are tons of different trends. The ones that we tap more depend on the cultural preferences. So for example, spiciness is a trend, but it's also a known ingredient for so many of our cultures. So in Mexico, you would always have innovation that taps into spicy products. Recently, they launched a chicken with a volcano sauce. In India, they do it as well. And they recently launched a product which is called double chicken. In Asia, they do the same and they call it red chicken. So spiciness is one of the trends. Another trend that we tapped onto are mashups that have been very successful for us. So one of the products that you tried today in the kitchen, chitza, it's a perfect example of how we bring a familiar product that is our fried chicken with a new surprising way to serve it that would be, in this case, a mashup, chicken and pizza.
And for listeners listening to this podcast, we do have a photograph of the chitza.
Yes.
As well as a couple of other products, such as the nachos.
Yeah. So the chachos is another exciting mashup that some of our markets are doing that matches nachos and chicken. So hopefully our consumers will enjoy that.
And we have photographs of those online. You can see them there if you just want an idea of. They taste wonderful, but at least you know what they look like. What are some of the challenges in making any changes to the KFC menu in the international locations?
So the challenge is always how to provide great value to our consumers while creating distinctive products that meet our operational guardrails. As you know, we are a fast food company, so the times are very important while providing freshly prepared food.
Are times similar internationally as they are domestically, as far as how quickly you try to get the orders out?
Right. We meet the standards, and globally we have the same ones.
Excellent. Secret recipes. We actually were in your storage area in your global kitchen here, but you had an interesting story about how you keep the 11 herbs and spices recipe secret. Nationally and internationally. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Right. So as you mentioned, our original recipe is one of the best kept secrets in the world, and I bet one of the most valuable ones. And the way we have maintained it secret is by using different suppliers to produce the spices. So nobody knows what really is inside this bag of spices because the production has been split.
And you, they come into the store as two separate bags?
No, we do one portion of the recipe in one supplier, then the second one in another, and then a supplier blends them together. So they come already mixed in a bag.
And if you are smelling or tasting the 11 herbs and spices, what do you get from that?
I think the most representative flavor that you can get is the black pepper.
Excellent. And you said some of the international markets have blends that build on that, but they tend to ward more celery, onion, garlic, depending on the market?
So what I mentioned is that KFC has three iconic recipes. So the first one is original recipe, that is what we are more famous from, the 11 herbs and spices. But we have other two, the extra tasty crispy, that is one of the recipes that is preferred in some markets like Mexico and Caribbean markets, and the third one being hot and spicy, a preferred recipe in Asian markets such as India and Singapore, Thailand.
And that is the one that has a few more notes of garlic, celery, whatever in it.
The extra tasty crisp.
Ana Maria, you have talked about the regional autonomy that your individual, I guess, countries have in developing the menu. Can you explain to me and the listeners kind of why that's important to the KFC brand?
Right. As a global brand, we understand the differences among different cultures. We understand that the trends may differ as well. So what we do is what I call innovation freedom. We provide what are the KFC guardrails for food, what we call the food philosophy. And from there, they can tap and invent and develop new products that suit their consumers' needs.
You mentioned that during one of the leadership gatherings here at the headquarters in Plano, that I believe it was Thailand brought some ice cream with chocolate sauce. Can you describe that dish and kind of where the innovators go with these interesting things?
Right. So this is called Saba on Ice, and it's an ice, a soft serve ice cream that they created that is has a waffle chocolate cone and then the soft serve, and it's covered with a hard chocolate shell, and then sprinkled with hot seasoning, which is a unique flavor that they have in Thailand, which is sab. They use this flavor also for wings and chicken, so then it's becoming iconic to them, and it's a fantastic dessert because then you have the heat and the cold and the hard and the soft, all textures and different, you experience different things.
Excellent. And would this be a typical way that you get new ideas coming into the 22,000 restaurants internationally?
So the way we get all the ideas shared are through different tools, and once per year we gather all the marketeers and food innovators from the world here in Dallas in order to share what are best practices. And for sure, the food demo is one of the most relevant pieces of this event because everybody gets to taste the products that have been successful around the globe and from there build their new calendars. We have something that we call here Still with Pride. It's something that we want to foster within our community so people are willing to learn what other markets are doing and then adopt it.
How many people would attend this each year?
Around 300 people.
So it's a big group and a lot of great ideas.
Yes, that's right.
Well, Anna Maria, thank you so very much for spending this afternoon with us and giving us a little glimpse into how KFC develops its menu internationally. And thanks for the chicken over lunch. It was great.
It was such fun. What a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
This is Jenna Teleska for Nation's Restaurant News. Thanks for listening to our Extra Serving podcast. Be sure to tune in next week when we talk to Buffalo Wild Wings VP of Menu and Culinary. Until next time.